This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Vaughn Taylor will be the defending champion next week at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Always a pleasure to welcome Vaughn Taylor back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Vaughn.
Thanks, John. How are you?
Doing well. I'm good. Let me ask you this. How much fun was it to go to Kapalua and play in the Tournament of Champions?
It was a blast. It's been a long time and really good spot to go back to, and really enjoyed the week. It was beautiful weather, and just the atmosphere there is so relaxed, and it's just a great place to start the year out, and really had a good time. We enjoyed it. It was a blast.
Well, good. It's one of the, you know, there's a victory and there's money and things like that. But that sounds like a great. Who's giving you a hard time right now?
It was Kyle Ryfers.
Tell Kyle the chef's cut logo needs to be a little bit bigger on his shirt.
That's a good joke back at him. Yeah.
When we talked after your win last year, you told me you might be approaching the rest of the year a little bit differently than you had after previous wins. Were you able to do that? And if so, how did you do that?
I wasn't able to do it quite like I wanted to. I kind of struggled with my game. Technique was a little off all year, so you know, I was just trying to find the fairway and try to make some putts. So I had to, you know, my game plan didn't work out, but that's how it goes sometimes. It's a crazy game, and you know, sometimes when you think you got it all dialed in, it can all leave you. So it's you never know. You just gotta, you know, keep working, keep grinding, and that's kind of what I had to do the rest of the year.
I got the sense, Vaughn, that you, after the win, you didn't want to place a lot of pressure on yourself to perform and win again. But you got idiots like me that are always asking you about that. Was that part of what you were trying to just not put too much pressure on yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. But sometimes you just can't help to think about, you know, winning again and FedEx Cup and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, you get asked by the media about things and you're constantly reminded of, you know, where you stand and all this stuff. So, you know, it's tough to keep that stuff out of your mind and just play. And, you know, you can try as hard as you can, but sometimes it's really hard to.
Does it just add on to the thing? I mean, to your point, it's a hard game, and it's fascinating when you talk about, you know, the same thing that happens to us when we play the 8 handicap. It's a different game Sunday than it was on Saturday, and it's fascinating to hear you say that. But it's also fascinating to hear you say things like this get into your head, and it just adds on to everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I mean, you get to play at this level, you got to be, you know, the right place mentally. You got to have a clear head, clear mind, and it's hard. It's you know, you see some of the best players in the world struggling at times, and you know, it just shows you how much upstairs it is. I mean, it's a very mentally challenging game, you know, on all different levels. So,
well, here comes another idiotic question from a member of the media. Do you feel now going back to Pebble, going back to the Monterey Peninsula? Is there pressure to defend? Do you try to get that out of your head?
Yeah, there is pressure there. you know, I've been thinking about it a lot, and you know, you just can't help to not think about it. I mean, it's kind of a big deal, and you know, going back to defend is it's just one of those challenges you have to face. And you know, my goal going in is I'm just going to enjoy the week. I don't want to put too much pressure on myself and trying to win again or anything. I just want to enjoy the experience, you know, enjoy being defending champion and just have fun. And if I play great, you know, that's just the icing on the cake. But I just want to have fun and enjoy the experience and just kind of keep it simple that way.
We're talking with Vaughn Taylor here on the Augusta Golf Show. Talk about your game. How is your game? What's the state of your game right now?
My game's good. I'm hitting it well. I'm swinging well. Short game has been a little rusty so far this year, so I've been trying to dial that in the last few weeks, and feel like I'm making some progress. So, you know, we'll see this week. It'll be a good test to see how I do around the greens. Of course, it's playing really long, so it's going to be, you know, I'm going to have some tough up and downs, and, you know, we'll kind of see how it goes. But overall, I feel like, you know, my game's in good shape. I'm really excited about, you know, what I've been working on, and, you know, looking forward to getting out there.
Well, in the crossover season, the 2016-2017 season, you've made every cut. Is that pretty good, or is that not enough for you?
Well, we all would like to play better, you know, even if we are making cuts. So, you know, I feel like I haven't played my best, even though I've made cuts. So, you know, I'm just trying to you know, work on, you know, certain things in certain parts of my game, and then, you know, just worry about the results later. And, you know, if you keep on the process and keep working on what you think you should be working on, and, you know, hopefully that stuff just kind of falls in place.
Let me ask you a question about not particular other fellows on tour, but about these kids that are out there. This is not going to come as a surprise to you, Vaughn, but you're 41 next month. These kids out there on tour, what's more impressive to you, the game that they have or their attitude about winning? They don't seem to be hung up on getting out there and winning.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't know if it's a, I mean, you hear a lot of talk about it's a different breed, but, you know, I don't know. It's there's a couple individuals that, you know, no matter how many years ago, you know, they come out and they know they're good. I mean, they just have the game, and you're seeing these guys play. I mean, it's impressive. I mean, the kids coming out they're better, younger than what we were. We were, you know, getting out on tour when we were in our mid to late 20s, and there's always a few, you know, that got out there younger, but it seems like they're coming out a little younger, a little better. And you got to think that's just the advancements in the game and, you know, the Tiger Woods effect. I mean, you know, we're the same age. So, I mean, if you think back, you know, Justin Thomas and these young kids, Jordan Spieth, I mean, they were watching Tiger, you know, come out. And, you know, I think it changed guys. I mean, they get better faster and they're proving it. It's, and they're not afraid. You know, they come out and, you know, they've won junior golf tournaments, college tournaments, amateur tournaments, and they come out here and they think they can win out here. So it's, you know, it's fun to watch them. I mean, it's, they're playing a different game. They're hitting it miles and, you know, kind of overpowering these courses, and it's impressive to watch.
I asked you this before we started this. I want to ask you, tell me about being a dad. How do you like being a dad? What kind of dad are you? Are you the disciplinarian or not the disciplinarian?
I'm a disciplinarian. I've kind of, you know, I think everyone who's a father, you could see what might happen if you're not. I mean, you kind of can't help but be, because, you know, I want to raise a good kids, and if I don't discipline them, I mean, so there's no telling what might happen. So, but it's fun. It's it's challenging, but it's great to feel that love from them. They love you unconditionally, and you feel the same towards them, and you don't find that everywhere in life. So it's a blast. We're really enjoying it.
Good for you. Do you see yourself becoming your father each and every day?
Somewhat, yes. I've thought about how old my dad, how old was I when he was 40, 41, and, think back, what was he like then, and what am I like now, and it's funny. I would say I'm probably a lot like my dad.
Yeah, we all
and
do.
Even more, as time goes on, even more so.
We all do. How's the hairline?
Gone.
No, I sympathize. It's great to catch up with you, Vaughn Taylor. Go play well, Vaughn. Thank you for taking the time to do this. I always appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem at all, John. It's been a pleasure.